not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joe, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. We'll send him cheesy movies, the worst we can find. He'll have to sit and watch them all, then the monitor is mine. Now keep in mind, Joe can't control where the movies begin or end, because he used those special parts to make his robot friends.
Robot will call Cabot, Gypsy,
hi girl,
Tom Servo, Crow.
You're wondering how he eats and breathes and other science facts. Then repeat to yourself, it's just the show. I should really just relax. For Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Gary, get me a scotch.
Lucy, I want to have children. That would be nice.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Satellite of Love. I'm Joel Robinson, and it looks like Tom Servo and Crow are caught in some kind of riff hyper overdrive where they're over-fascinated with the idea of Lucille Ball finally meeting up with Harvey Firestone. Let's watch.
Ah, Mr. Mooney, I wanted to meet Robert Goulet.
I know what you mean, honey. Love for sale.
You see what I gotta live with? The only way I can get him to interact with me is take on the mannerisms of a other raspy voice celebrity.
Sirs, this is Brenda Vaccaro here, sirs. Regis Meredith on line one.
I'm only taking calls from David Jansen.
Brenda, darling, postpone my dinner with Kim Kahn.
See what I mean?
Commercial sign in 5, 4, 3, 2. Commercial sign in.
I've never met a real man. Gary, we need more Calgon.
Hey, you guys, hold on. Hey, hold on. Gypsy's got an impression. She's been working real hard on. Let's check it.
Ricky, I want to be in the show, too.
Come on, you guys, stop it. Hey, Cambot, put down the lights. Gypsy, you ready? Come on.
Uh-huh.
You guys get it? She's the opening to the NBC Sunday Night Mystery Movie. Oh, the Mads are calling.
Cool. McCloud!
Oh, way to give him the razz, robot critters. Let's press on, shall we? Tall and proud. Our invention this week are these printers you wear on the front of your person. And tiny diodes are attached
itchy diodes, you mean.
Tiny diodes are attached to the headbands, and they read your cranial cavity and reproduce your self-image on these ready-to-wear boards for all the world to see. Ready, Frank? Start thinking. I'll switch on your computer. Now, Frank, tell our viewers a little bit about yourself.
Well, when I was in high school, I wasn't a freak or a jock or a brain or anything like that. I was basically one of those people who got along with everybody. I fit in with every group. I'm basically a good person with solid goals and a strong value system. If I run into someone on the street, sure, I'll give them the time of day. But if they cross me, they're off my list. I guess what I'm trying to say is, remember me as Frank. One of the good ones. How'd I do?
Good, real good. Now I'll turn mine on. Walk quietly among other men, but know their power, for they are your enemies. Quietly crush them as you work diligently through the night. Pay attention to the man behind the curtain, for he is your ally. Drink deeply and lustfully from the foamy draught of evil. Do it to the other guy before he does it to you, and be bad to the bone, won't you? Thank you.
Sir, that color looks good on you.
Oh, this old thing, I just threw it on. Well, it's your turn, Jolioli Infantry.
Hey, sirs, that one's pretty neat. I hope you like mine. I decided to combine two popular products, the Kleenex dispenser and the phone machine. When I used to live back down on Earth, when I worked at an office, everybody complained that the fax machine paper was just like tissue, and that gives me an idea. And I say, hey, why not combine the two so you got a fax machine Kleenex dispenser?
Isn't a Kleenex dispenser that thinks it's a fax machine, or a fax machine that thinks it's a Kleenex dispenser? Hey, wait a minute.
Well, thanks, Linus. Send it on up. I just talked to Dr. Linus Pauling, and he's sending up the cure for the common cold.
Wow.
Oh, you can hear it working. Oh, it's in. Hey, the cure for the common cold is so... Sorry, sirs.
Gesundheit, Snotlocker. Well, your pain will be complete after viewing today's experiment, another in a series of mind-poppingly bad Gamera films.
Today, Gamera's opponent is...
Oh, like it matters. Chew each bite 32 times, booby.
Hey, he's a beaker.
Oh, he got you!
Chaos, chaos,
daylight come and we want to go home.
What, did somebody write that with soap on a window or something?
Well, that's Japanese for hideous negativity.
Hey, he's an auteur planner. Did you read Andrew Saris's book about him?
Oh, I love planning. There's some fumes coming off your screenplay there, Fumi.
Sounds like Maynard Ferguson playing a ballad, doesn't it? Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, what does a director do if all the planning's done?
Mr. Gamera's Wardrobe by Botany 500.
Not so special effects by Kazufumi Fuji.
Gesundheit, Tadjuti.
Do you think Japanese people make fun of American names?
Oh, I suppose so.
And the student body of Yale as the townspeople.
Reno, enrage and rehab.
Now, are we supposed to be full size or miniature? I can never tell.
Joe Gamera's returned once again. After an absence of nearly 2 years, we see again the great beast that the newspaper once called the benevolent monster. Now the question is, has it retained its benevolence, or has it perhaps changed now? These are the questions that everyone...
Hey, here comes Paul McCartney.
Hey,
why has it come back, and why did it enter into the very heart of the volcano? Is it dead now, or is it replenishing its energy from the flames? For the answers, we shall have to be patient for a little while, until the research party can return from the scene.
Model
the
away!
The scientific experts is now taking off by helicopter.
And now I'll sing a medley of Helen Reddy songs.
Hello, Mrs. Fuji, this is Hari Hosho. Can I speak to anyone?
Here we are up on Housing Project Hill.
There it is again. Hey, come on.
Ah, I knew it would ring. That's why I put the camera on it. Good planning.
Haven't you got him yet?
I'll keep on trying.
It's Hubert Humphrey.
Now
can
listen
you
to
please,
me.
This punch.
I'm tired of excuses. Whatever happens, the work on the new expressway has got to go ahead on schedule. Apart from the question of shareholders, the whole country's watching to see if we finish the road on time.
They're starved for entertainment.
But I'm tired of these delays. There seems to be one darn thing after the other. So what is it now? Do you know, eh?
Yes.
It's this darn thing here, sir.
The road is very nearly completed.
That darn thing.
It's this section. All the farmers up there refuse to sell the land. We're arguing, but not getting far.
Not getting far.
Well, really put the pressure on them.
Yes.
Anyway, get them moved out. Don't waste any time, eh?
Yes.
Oh, just a minute. The chief is calling you.
What, Sitting Bull?
You're through. Mr. Chuchumi, the engineer in charge of the road.
Now, Chuchumi?
Gesundheit.
I hear that you're having some trouble with the farmers. They won't clear off the land now. Well, it's part of your job to make sure they get off and get the work moving.
But, sir, we've got another problem on our hands now, apart from the landowners.
Well, the strap on my helmet broke.
Until I get a report on the recent eruptions here.
To hell with the report.
Ooh.
I don't care about the volcano or about the monster.
I love you.
Just make sure the farmers get off the land. And please don't bother me with any more of these stupid reasons for stopping work.
Besides that phone.
Yeah, and another thing, I don't mind telling you that you should...
Hey! Hey, boss. What's the boss have to say?
We start work again.
Huh? Even when there's a chance there'll be another eruption?
On my face?
Ooh.
Let's get the stuff together and move on up to the site. I'll follow on.
Okay.
Right.
I should have taken that job at Honda.
One thing after the other.
Hang in there, baby. Friday's coming.
It's Walter Pigeon.
Well, I see Greer Galson down there.
Really?
I don't know. Hey, they're flying over a pot roast. It looks delicious.
Yum.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a little pocket of mint jelly.
Interesting. Ooh. Huh. And the mint jelly's attacking.
Don't see that often.
I'm amused by the little pocket of jelly. Pull over.
There's so many things to do and see.
Whee! Uh-oh.
We thought it would be funny to split a helicopter in half.
Hey, my luggage!
Ooh. Model police, in color.
Jeez.
What's the story there?
What's the bus? I don't know what's happening.
I don't know yet.
Yeah, they must be at Six Flags over
right.
Osaka.
Well, the helicopter crash goes by Mount Fuji eruptions.
Was a gamma, perhaps?
I had somebody reported a strong green light there.
And what about the party in the helicopter? Are there
and what of Bill and his love for Terry?
I couldn't say. Only one thing is certain. The crash had nothing at all to do with the recent eruptions here. You'll have to wait for the result of the crash investigation.
And gamma?
Gamma doesn't send out destructive rays to the best of anyone's knowledge. But still, the possibility won't be ignored, and that's all I can tell you at the moment.
Look, I'm a doorman. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Story.
I need it for the paper. Come on.
Right. I'll go look for myself.
Oh.
Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Think I'll go find Gauss.
You might want to put that helmet on.
Hey, two Big Macs for the price of...
Oh.
Hey, what is it?
It's a set of the coal miner's daughter.
We came up this road. It's the farmers again.
It says Hollywood.
Oh, no, it's the cast of Head Injury Playhouse.
Well, watch it.
We want to trade lunches now.
Barber, barber.
Now hold it. Hey, boss, these guys are out to make trouble.
Yeah, potentially violent, barber.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about it now. Who's supposed to be in charge here, huh? Where can I find the head man?
We're a mob. We don't need a head man.
Who can turn the world on with her smile?
Woo. Him?
You get your men out of here, quickly!
Well, can I talk to the head man?
I'm the head man.
Make it some other time.
At least you can tell me when, though.
No! This is pretty good!
It's pretty good!
Strike room, Arvin! So?
Please do what I tell you and get out quickly!
Here, yeah, she's giving it
her hands to the I'm ready for an overture. It's the biker rally at Sturgis is what this looks like.
Why are all the cute ones so corporate?
Steve McQueen is Bullet.
It's Rex Dart, Eskimo spy.
Wall drug, 10,000 miles.
Oh, bless you. Was he mooing?
What'll happen now? Oh, you can bet the construction gang will be back in a few days.
Look, it's the painters' union.
Yeah, we ought to go up and wreck that site. What do you say?
Yeah, let's go do that.
Yes, go ahead.
Right, let's go.
Yeah, let's form the Republic.
Whee!
We'll teach them. The more trouble we make for them, the more they'll pay us for our land. Yes, it's the only chance we're ever going to get. We'll make them pay us more money than we ever dreamed of having in our lives.
At least $100.
Just as long as you leave all the planning to me, huh? We'll do
he's the planner.
Hey, how's that pole coming, Mom?
Can I hike again? You're early. I'm not sure that we're doing the right thing about this road. I think it'll bring a lot of benefits to the village. Don't you think?
Selling one's land is always a painful business, and especially so if you happen to be a farmer.
Suppose you're right.
Would somebody milk Grandpa? He's in a lot of pain.
Oh, H.E.?
He's around here. He was playing outside a while ago.
H.E.?
I bought him a new diary while I was out.
Put your shoes on. We're at Grandma's.
Get your things up to the site.
Uh-oh, it's the Right Wing Highway Department Death Squad.
Let's rape the land. Come on.
Hey, I don't think I've ever met a more greedy crowd in my whole life than these villagers. All this trouble they're causing is just for a few more dollars. Yes,
what? Buddy right. Hackett is their foreman?
Right, hurry up.
Okay. Hey, somebody dropped their drawers.
What the hell's
it's
happening?
It's a garage
here?
Sale.
Look at the mess. How on earth could that have happened?
Yeah. It's perfect. I love it.
I'll tell you what. This must have happened recently because it was all right when we left here yesterday.
Yeah, sometime between yesterday and right now,
yes,
pretty much.
Right. This has been done quite deliberately. No question of an accident.
So. It was me. I'm sorry. Oh.
All right. If that's the way they want it, then they won't stop the road going through now. And they're going to be the losers in the long run. So let's get on with the job.
Yeah,
let's get on.
Right, let's go.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, right.
Come on, give a hand over here.
Give him a hand, Joel.
Put that box in.
Put that barge, lift
hey,
up
boss!
There.
What is hey, it? Hey, boss! Look up there.
Where?
Up there, look.
Oh, I see it.
Well, that wasn't there yesterday. What on earth do you think it could be?
Something that makes it stark like Walter Brennan.
Funny smell.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just smelling themselves.
I remember reading somewhere gold deposits sometimes give off that type of gloss.
Goldilocks?
That's right. Somebody once told me about that, too.
Hey, yep. Boss, do you think there could be gold up there, huh?
Sure, Buttercup.
Well, it's not impossible, is it?
I see now. That's the answer, then. That explains everything. Those farmers know all about the gold. That's why they don't
want
us up
here. Thank you, Curly Joe.
Well, let's go on up and take a look around there. We have to make a survey of the area for the new road. Bring the stuff along. We'll go straight up.
Yeah, bring the stuff, the crap, and the junk. Okay. And that thing.
Let's go.
And the other thing.
Oh, is Bob Saget gonna love this one?
Ooh. Uh-oh, Gamera's homeboy.
Boy?
That crazy was pretty boy.
No, it wasn't either. I'm on guard here. I'm gonna stop them. The men from the new road gang. That's what I'm doing.
I see now. I'm a hiker, though.
And a Canadian.
You happen to know a shortcut up to the top there?
You're telling me lies.
Sweet little lies.
You're not a hiker at all. You're a newspaper reporter, aren't you?
I'll be anything you want me to be.
I knew straight away you were a reporter.
Nice
and
lipstick, kid.
I don't think
kid.
I should show you the way.
Oh, I see. That's a pity, though. If I could get a picture of that green light, I could still get it in the evening edition of any newspaper. That would be a scoop, huh?
I guess it would. I'd like to see a scoop, too.
But I'm retaining water right now.
Perhaps we'd see Gamera there, too. And that would be a story.
Gamera's there?
Gamera broke my heart once, but I guess I still love him.
Maybe Gamera can fix that kid's teeth, too.
Yeah. Oh, I just stepped in something.
Boy.
Crazy
do
boy.
Do the big trees usually fall like this?
Yes, and if no one's around, does it make a sound?
Die, frog, die!
Boy.
Crazy boy.
Oh, that's just Grandpa still.
And it's the forest of the trumpets.
Grandpa make cream to mint?
Hey, what is it?
Well, I don't know.
I'm only six. Who do you think I am, Carl Sagan? Hey, do all Japanese children have to dress like Fisher-Price people?
Mm-hmm. Weebles. Listen, Isaac Stern? Itzhak Perlman? No, it's Yo-Yo Ma!
My mama was a saint.
No, Yo-Yo. Oh, jealous.
This glow around the cave. Seen it before?
No, I haven't.
Not since the last monster movie.
There must be something. Hey, stop that.
You'll go blind.
What's he doing?
Hey, hang on. Boy.
Boy.
Have you ever been inside there?
Why, no. But we may as well have a look in there now that we got this far.
Now, why didn't I think of that? That kid is smart. What is it?
It's the Cave of the Clam Bar. Mm.
Sounds like somebody's leaning on the organ.
Be careful.
Oh, it's one of those industrial loft type discos. That's what it is.
Engine Joe! Becky! Hawk!
Oh, flying hell beast. Seen it. We're having an adventure just like the Goonies, aren't we?
It's the River Styx. Worse yet, it's the Man Styx.
Go see what that is, kid. I'll wait here.
Quite a strong wind in here.
Oh, that's me, sorry.
There must be another opening somewhere.
Yeah, an art opening.
Ah, look at that!
You look at it. I'm bitter.
What says, abandon hope, all ye who enter.
How did we come at a bad time? Excuse us.
I gotta go, kid. I'm sorry. I got a thing to do with a...
Grown-up suck. They do. I hate. I hate because of them.
Good.
Well, tie a yellow coward around that old oak tree.
Yeah, crummy.
Chicken.
What? My legs. They're huge. My feet are swelling. What's going on?
Put me down. Put me down!
Huh? Welcome to this week's edition of Eat the Press.
What are we doing in this scene all of a sudden?
Did you hear something then?
No.
Sounded like
not
a reporter
thing.
Getting eaten.
Hey, boss! Did you hear anything?
No, not a thing.
Hey, you don't have to come along if you're scared.
No, I'll come along too. I'm not scared.
I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts. I do believe in ghosts. I do. Help me. Ben!
Kind of looks like Clint Howard.
I don't know where my friend went, but there's a pile of poop here with shoes in it.
Sorry. What's that?
I'm guessing he's thinking if he touches that monster, he's getting a merit badge. Yep.
Hey, look, Arsenio Hall!
I can't believe I'm hiding behind a dingleberry. Ooh. Peekaboo.
Peekaboo.
I see you.
So cute.
This is my neighborhood.
For the groundbreaking ceremony. Thank you very much. Ta-da! Now I've cultivated the ground to a uniform 8-inch depth.
Help me! I'm allergic to styrofoam rocks!
Hey, hey, hey! Love to eat kids!
Help me! Help me!
Stickers.
Too porky. I'm trying to lower my cholesterol.
Oh, just the thought of food makes me sleepy.
Hey, that kid's a turncoat. Now he's Gamera's pal.
I stick my neck out for nobody, kid.
He's got the Pez draw going there. Every time he screams, a piece of candy comes out.
don't get me wrong. I like you too, Gauss, a lot.
Look at that.
This is fun. Whee!
Hey, look, it's a shooting range.
Looks like somebody gave Gallus a wedgie. You guys ever had a wedgie?
Yeah. At camp once.
I'm coming, darling!
My wings are like a shield of steel.
Hey, look at the young kid up there.
Hey, let go of my pocket.
Help me!
He's no Fay Wray, is he?
Ooh. Oh, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah. I gotta laugh. We do have fun.
I'm feeling really artsy-craftsy today, kind of Captain Kangaroonian, little Ray Rainerish, and Foxfire thrown in just for good measure. Anyway, I'm gonna teach you today how to make today's star of the film, Gauss, and he's gonna look just like this when we're finished.
Yeah, I guess I'm more of a Heck Ramsey fan, but that's just me. And I know you're a big Snoop Sisters fan.
Oh, no, actually, I've always loved Banachek. Yeah. Oh, call it a guilty pleasure.
Hey, do you guys mind?
Oh, not at all, Joel. Toss in.
Yeah, but let me guess. You're a McMillan and Wife fan, aren't you?
No, you guys are getting in the way of my kind of my arts and crafts project.
Oh, well, Joel, you just go on with your little craftsy, waftsy, holly hobby corner and never mind us chickens.
Anyway, what you're gonna need, everyone, is some scissors with the rounded edge. Use smaller ones. Also, paste. I'm using mucilage though today because I'm an adult and you're not. And then we'll need an 8x8 perfectly square piece of paper. I'm using one that's a little bigger for clarity.
And
all
you're
right?
Also going to need some powdered rhino horn.
Yeah, and some blood that from the murder's gibbet sweats.
Right. Okay. Ask your mom first.
Anyway, what you do is you just take the four corners and you fold them in just like that. It's simple.
Oh, okay. Now while he's doing that, you might want to run down to the public library and cut out some interesting pictures from the encyclopedia to paste on your project.
Yeah, and in case you're interested, mucilage tastes just like sweet honey.
You guys, please do not, I repeat, do not go down to the public library and do not cut pictures out of the encyclopedia and do not drink mucilage, for it does not taste like sweet honey from one who knows. Okay, then you take you turn the whole thing over. See, I've turned it over.
Well, if you get confused at home, just draw a little diagram on your bedroom wall in permanent marker.
Do not, I repeat, do not draw on your bedroom wall. You put the four edges in like this. You whip your fingers in there like this, and you've got Gauss. See, check it out.
And if it doesn't look like that, you're a loser and a failure, and you'll never amount to anything, and you can't do a thing to change that. That's good, huh?
Yeah.
Tom, can I tell you something?
Huh?
You got a timeout coming, buddy.
Oh, no,
come on,
Joel,
let's go.
Please.
You're coming with
kidding.
Me.
I'm
let's go. Come
you
on.
You should have made me so I know better. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. Commercial sign. Joel? Joel?
Yeah.
It's commercial sign. Should I get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, kids. The word for today is booger. Yeah, that's right. Booger. Booger, 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 booger. Wow!
I don't want any more clowning around. You sit down.
I'm sorry. Ooh, primordial ooze. Ooh. Yeesh. Oh, he's got relief from his monthly bloating, though, doesn't he?
Okay. Rub salt in it, why don't you? Ow! Okay already!
You get the point.
Oh, let's change his name from Gauss to Ginsu.
Come on, it takes a real turtle to cry, Gamera. Let it out!
He's turning into an artichoke.
It's an Oreo cookie.
Ooh. Ooh. Now I like Gamera!
Oh, boy.
I'd like a bromo, please.
Major.
Oh, you had the garlic cheese puffs, didn't you?
Yeah, forget Agent Orange. I'll show you how to defoliate a forest.
Hey, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the movie.
Hey, look, Gamera has itchy palms now.
Hey, where's that hand been?
Ooh.
Eee, unfortunate skin.
Oh, yeah. Itchy's gonna be safe on Gamera's back, isn't he? He's got a weak back. Sense of honor.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
I forgot I'm a hand puppet.
You know, this high-definition TV is really something.
Hey, get the Coleman people on the phone. I've got a great idea.
Hey, it's Turtle Alan King.
Turtle Alan King?
A student of the Torah.
I'm tripping big time.
Okay, here's where you get off, Kenny. I mean, Itchy.
We got to do something now. Get the others.
Yeah, what's a guy got to do to get a yellow helmet around here?
Hurry up.
I'm hungry, and let's stop and get a pizza.
Whee!
Give her a take me home now!
All right, the meter's running, kid.
Around the park, please.
Hey, hey, Eggman, big trouble, trouble!
In Little China!
You roadmen can look after your own troubles.
That's it's Ronald Coleman!
H's up on camera's back.
Oh, come on, let's go!
Excuse me, I just got a mate with a tilt-a-whirl here. Hey, it came out of the slot. It needs a push.
Oh, now they're in the land of make-believe.
Aye, we're big again now. Was this a Chinese fire drill?
I'm just starting to come out of my shell, I think. That's what I do.
Ichi!
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 Kenny! Kenny!
Ichi!
Hi. We got a deal. I scratch his back, he scratches mine.
Ooh. Well, Gamera could use a little exfoliating here. Got a skin fungus going down.
Spider boy.
No, frog boy.
Oh, he's a tick. Good match on him.
Listen, don't move.
Okay, move.
The wheel.
Yes, the wheel.
They're gonna
invent the wheel.
I thought this was Ferris Wheel's day off.
I think Gamera likes being the size of the Pentagon.
Don't ever change. You're beautiful as is.
Stop!
Stop the world, I want to get off.
Serval,
the clowns.
I warned you about doing Anthony Newley, no stop.
Not you, Gamera, the kid.
Now, come on.
Oh, you've gotten heavy.
Frank, take it away.
Like I live to serve you, I'm out of here. Jeez, what a gig.
Music is so sad.
Gamera!
I know. I've got a good heart and I love children. Blah, blah, blah. Someday I'm just gonna bite.
Hey, who invited the elephant? I guess that's irrelevant.
That stung.
Here, get the boy.
Yeah, I'll take him.
He's mine. That's out first.
Hey, he's taking out. Hey,
he's going back now.
Watch
out.
And as I flew off that day, I realized I had become a man.
Excellent.
Wave like an idiot, Kenny. I mean, Itchy. God, I can't keep him apart.
I know what you mean.
Hey, Itchy, are you all right, my boy? Are you?
Hey, look out, yes, I am. I'm fine.
Yeah, well, come on, tell us all about it, kid.
Tear his clothes off, quick.
Come on,
let's. Hey, look. Hicks Nicks Sticks Picks.
Ah, Bill Keen let Billy draw the strip today.
Itchy's house, please hold. Thank you. Itchy's house, may I help you? Itchy's house, hold, please.
Gauss is very bad. He could shoot out a ray. Yesterday, he hurt Gabra's leg with the ray. It cut it very deep, just like a big knife.
I don't believe it. Suddenly, the kid's in authority on everything.
Because his voice sounds like that. It sounds as if he screams cows.
Now, give me more licorice sticks.
Okay, okay. As a zoologist, what would you say the beast is?
It's a cow.
I'd have to defer to Itchy on this one.
Would you say it's a bird, or is it a reptile?
I wouldn't like to say. There isn't any recorded history of it. Let's just call it a monster. It's quite...
I like it. It's snappy.
What about this special ray? Now, is there any sort of animal that could produce this ray? There must be some sort of reason.
I do have a little data on this.
Itchy did an Etch-a-Sketch.
Did he just tear his shorts?
Now, this is a new supersonic cutter. It works through sound waves oscillating in the region of 20,000 cycles, well above the range of human
hearing. Now, here's Lucy and Viv at the chocolate factory.
It can be used in surgery for particular jobs where a scalpel would be unsuitable. A forked oscillation produces the waves, then they're beamed to a metal plate.
Then kaboom.
At this stage, they're quite weak, so they must be amplified. And more important, they must be concentrated.
I'll leave space for laugh here.
That's the theory. Once the sound waves have been amplified, well then, they become a very potent energy. Potent. Oscillating at 9 million cycles, they can be used to a very destructive effect.
Oops.
My theory about this is the monster's rays are produced the same way.
Thank you.
It's just a theory.
Itchy, what do you think?
Facts. In any case, we have to proceed from some theory, and it's the only one that we have right now. You're perhaps wondering about the mechanism that produces these rays. Well,
I like it. All the girls will be wearing it in no time.
Ooh. I believe the monster must have some system of double throats.
I feel like I got X-ray
spectrum. Sounds generated in one, and then highly amplified in the other.
Oh, like quad.
The neck of the spine must also be forked. This is then used as an oscillator. Reflected from a plate in the mouth, there's your beam.
Then you must be pretty sure the monster has two throats.
Who said that?
Yes, I am.
Wouldn't this tend to restrict the movement of the monster's head?
Sit down.
It didn't turn its head while it was being attacked.
Well, that's a weakness we could use to advantage. If we could arrange in some way for it to be distracted, we could attack it with safety from the rear.
Dr. Oki, tell me, what do you think this green glow is?
But I'm only guessing. A sign of hunger, or perhaps a sign of rage.
Or a sign of envy.
This is not specially new in the animal world. A number of fish species have a similar thing, too.
But still, why should the monster choose to make an appearance now?
Grandpa.
It must surely have been hiding somewhere deep down in the bowels of the earth for hundreds of thousands of years.
Ick.
That's right.
Pull
it
my
must
beer.
Have been disturbed by the two recent eruptions. Woke it from suspended animation. It could well have been trapped in some deep subterranean air cavity. But one thing I know. We must find some way of destroying it. It's demonstrated its viciousness.
It's a vicious gossip.
I hate to think what would happen if it chose to attack the city. You must get rid of it.
Good plan.
So please, arrange to destroy the beast.
Yes, I'll do that.
On my way home.
Right.
All the planes are standing by, sir.
Good. Go ahead.
Roger. Go ahead.
Yes, calling A squadron. Calling A squadron. Take off now. Attack to proceed now. Attack to proceed now.
This is our military? Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a green glow again.
Oh, Marilyn Chambers. I'm not supposed to know that.
It's a pocket of Lyme disease.
Ooh. Wait a minute, he's making popcorn up there.
Random bombing should do the trick.
I think we should do a frontal attack first, sir.
Oh, those are the Green Ridge Mountains up there. Doing it up, aren't they?
No, regrettably, there's bound to be some collateral damage.
Can you imagine what that thing could do for cataracts?
Okay. No, that's what the Japanese eye doctor drives, a cataract. I said I would stay here.
It's worse than Anthony Newley. This is great. Get marketing pronto.
Yes, sir.
Planes just don't stand a chance with that. We'll have to think of an alternative idea. This is just plain murder.
I wish Gamma would come back here again.
That's it! Itchy, I love you! Let's get our little Tud Ball an ice cream sundae. What do you say?
At the bottom of the sea and stay there till his leg gets better.
I wish to play with clay now. I'm actually a tiny time pill, you realize.
Gamera! Just hurry up and get well again, Gamera!
And get plenty of rest and drink plenty of fluids and take two aspirins.
Gamera!
Oh, you know, you should use a little peroxide on that.
A little Neosporin.
Don't pick at it either. You won't want to do that.
Hurry up and get well!
So hard to resist.
All right, I'm in the tub!
Oh, I just love Handel's water music. It's so peaceful.
I was fantastic last night.
Hey, it's the Playboy Channel, and Itchy's unscrambling it.
Little Joe. Hop sing. Horse, Little Joe.
Adam. You know, wild horses couldn't drag this plot any further.
Come on. Do you think everything's going to be all right?
Grandpa sounds like a girl.
I'll go and see.
Itchy.
No, you wait. You go to bed.
Don't want to.
Go on. You must go straight off to bed now. Go on, then.
Did you ever see The Last Emperor, sister?
There, I just marked our territory.
It's a cattle farm. And that one cow, where have they all gone to? We've got to get some fresh milk from somewhere.
Don't look at me.
If we can't get here, I don't know where we're going to get it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. I'll kill him!
Take it easy. Get the gun.
Cow cops in color.
It's all right now.
All the cattle have gone.
Take it easy.
It's all their fault. It's all their fault. I'll kill them.
When I think about him, I touch myself.
What are we supposed to have done to him?
Got a waist sweater on.
I don't know. I guess he's a little crazy, that's all.
And what do you two want, eh?
Hey, it's James Harriet.
You see, we ran completely out of food at the site. We can't buy any anywhere.
And on top of that, my voice is changing.
I thought you might be able to sell a bit of milk here.
Well, I can't. All of my dairy herd ran away last night.
Did they? But you can't blame that on us, though. It's not our fault.
Yeah? Well, he thought it was. That's right. That's what he said.
That's where the hoop
he went out all last night to try and find the cows. When he came back again, he was quite crazy. And he says that the whole thing is your fault.
That's nonsense.
We hardly touched the cows.
You arrived. First of all, we had the volcanoes. Then we had the monsters. And all since you arrived.
Now! Get out!
Hey, everybody in the village there, every farmer's lost his cow!
Hey, Mrs. O'Leary's cow kicked over the lantern!
Come on, call the men in!
We need more skin bracer! Men in.
All right, let's go. Let's just forget the milk.
Must you take that with you everywhere?
Huh? Oh, it's... Oh.
Mom, if the UN calls, I'm playing with my slot car.
Put your toys away.
Don't you touch them.
They're part of the set. Well, we can't do the next scene.
Itchy, not so loud. You'll disturb Granddad.
Granddad's already disturbed.
There's business in there. They've been in there for more than 3 hours now. Just saying the same things over and over.
I swear, this is the last blanket I'm washing.
I'm getting nowhere.
Don't you think we ought to wait a while?
Yes, I do.
Well, you know what they say about animals running away. It usually means a disaster is coming.
Don't you think we'd be better off selling the land now while we can? I'm an old man, but we've never had any troubles like this before. Not ever since I can remember.
Which is last
Wednesday.
I know
that we'll lose some money, but I'm still not sure we wouldn't be a lot better off if we took the company's present offer for the land and got out.
What about that hired gun named Shane?
Yes, you're right. I can't get to sleep at night for worrying about it. Just waiting for it to come out.
It's stupid of you to take this attitude.
Big.
If they know you're weakening, well, then they'll just drive the price even lower.
Wilford Brimley?
You want to get more money, don't you? You don't want to let the land go for any less than it's worth, do you?
Of course we don't.
No. Right thing to do.
So then, trust me. Just let me handle the negotiations for you.
Do you really think we can get California for a song?
Here's the news. The monster Gauss is causing great damage in the mountain provinces. Up to now, neither the police nor the armed services have discovered an effective way...
Hey, those helmets are multiplying.
According to reports, a number of people are still missing. Although reports of numbers are still awaiting confirmation.
Turn down the radio!
Mom, more helmets!
You're leaving your jobs now?
Yes. May as well. There's nothing for us to do here now. Work on the road stopped altogether. And we're worried about this monster, too.
It looks like Il Duce up there.
So guess
the big Benito?
Well, I'm sorry to see you going. Hope you find work.
Don't forget to call us when the work starts again, will you, boss?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right.
Right, let's go.
Yeah. All right, right if we get work.
Get moving, huh?
See you guys.
Hey, where's my helmet?
How long do you think we're gonna have to stay up here?
I'll stay as long as I'm in charge.
You're in charge of nothing, pal.
Contrary, I'm gonna have to stay. But that doesn't
hey,
go
look,
for you,
he's
though.
Got a Pac-Man jacket.
Huh? You two want to move out now?
Of course not. Neither of us is afraid of the monster, so why should we leave?
Hey, yeah, why should we go? We're not the least afraid of the old monster. He doesn't worry us at all.
See the catcher in the rye?
Sheesh. You scaring us like that.
Scaring us like that.
There's nothing to be scared of.
Why do you say that? Gauss is a very ferocious monster. You mean you ain't scared?
Not in the daytime. You see, he only comes out in the nighttime.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime.
Tell us how you found that out.
I wrote it down in my diary. When Gauss comes out, I just write down the time.
Usually right after
do
cheers.
Oh, I see.
Mitch Miller?
It never occurred to any of us that Gauss might be a nocturnal beast. Hiding out during the daytime and coming out at night.
That's right. We never saw even a glimpse of him during the bombing attack. He kept right undercover the whole time.
In that case, we need only watch for him at night. And you can call off your troops during the daytime then. Commander, don't you have some special new flares that are supposed to be practically as bright as daylight?
Yes, we've been developing some, specially for anti-guerrilla warfare, known as the AGIL flare system.
Thing.
However, they are still in the trial stage. But we could use them.
Okay.
Let's try them. It seems that Gauss is sensitive to light.
Thanks, Dad.
And if it does seem that he has any particular weaknesses, we must be sure to exploit them.
Okay, now listen, Tom. This is the Deus Ex Machina, which is the God machine, okay? In case we can't think of anything way to end the play, I'm going to lower you down, okay? It's kind of a big production ending, all
Roger.
Right?
Roger. No, all I right. can't get into this, Joel. Ich bin ein Monster? What's that supposed
all
to
right,
mean?
I just need you to fake it, okay? Let's have those footlights, Cambot. Welcome to our production, which is a combination of the Gotterdammerung and Gamera versus Gaos. We call it the Gamera-Dammerung. Okay? Yeah. Okay, Spuds, sorry. Let's really get working now. Here we go.
Mein lieber Schatze Turtle! Oh,
no, ouch, that hurt.
Man. Oh, boy, that hurt. Oh, oh. Take that stuff off. That. What a jip.
Hey, 1,000 points.
I'm going to give me the third degree. Answer.
You know what you burns my do. Butt? A flame about that high.
You have to shake around you like a leaf in the wind, you fool. I just happen to be cold, that's all.
No.
You could have fooled me. Ah, it's coming.
Ah, Ricky.
There's nothing to worry about now. Not with the new flares. Each one of them's more than 6 million candle power. That's four times brighter than the moon when at maximum.
Neat.
Well, I'm very glad to hear it. I only hope he really is afraid of the light. Well, then does this mean we can go to sleep now?
Until we've tested the flares.
You mean we've got to sit up all night?
Well, after all, we are the ones nearest to the hill. We're supposed to signal immediately if we see any sign of movement here.
Yeah.
You sleep first. And you keep checking the reports on the radio.
And I'll stand up here and keep throwing things.
You get some sleep now, okay?
All right. Keep the fire up.
Yes, sir, I will.
Now, I'm just going to take my picture here. Yeah. It's a memento.
You get some sleep.
Will you be okay?
Of course I will.
That symbol on his back is Japanese for I'm with stupid.
Hey. Oh, it's my favorite John Cage song. Would you? Next time I leave.
You're first on watch here. I'll get to sleep.
Yes, yeah, see you later then.
Hey, it's a cheese radio.
No, it's the All Orangesicle station, I think. Yep, check it out. Oh, man. I shouldn't have had that tofu chili.
Yeah! Hey, Bird!
Freebird!
Freebird!
It's come. Get up.
What?
Can Itchy come out and play?
Fire the
signal.
On your wake-up call.
Yes, we'll be much safer out here.
Hey, you might say he's got a real flair for the headset.
Open fire!
Open the window first, then fire!
Grace Jones takes one to the head.
Ouch.
She can't take it there.
This is fun!
Bottle tanks aren't working, Captain.
I'm Batman.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, would you let me talk?
I want to drink your blah, blah, blah.
Hey, come on, Tokyo, give me a hug. I know you got it in you. It's Gayo Biscaglia here talking.
Oh, I love to laugh long and loud and clear.
He's doing lap pulls. Come on, three more. Give it to me. Come on. Feel the burn. You gotta want it. Let's go.
Oops. Well, that could have gone better.
Yeah, I think.
Call me Mariah.
Whoa, he's air surfing.
Night on Bald Mountain.
It's moving out.
To the east side.
To the deluxe apartment.
Call all central cities and give them warning. Tell them evacuate where they can. Quickly, there isn't much time left.
Thunderbirds are go.
No, Terry, no!
Oh, he spit on the window.
Big hacker.
Hey, split level.
Bullet train to the rescue. Aren't you glad you used dial? Don't you wish everybody did? I do.
No, not Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, no!
Oh.
It's probably better.
Yeah. Munchy, crunchy, chocolatey commuters.
Roast 'em, tenderize 'em, down they go.
Get me, I'm David Copperfield. I'm gonna make this train disappear.
I got a feeling about those people.
Never stand in groups, folks.
Oh, God. Dorito breath.
Sharp teeth.
Attention, here is a special emergency announcement.
Blues
to the
Brothers.
People of Nagoya.
Rhythm and Blues. Reveal.
The monster is known to hate life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Liza!
Ooh, and that's just to light the patio.
Now open. All citizens should assemble at the stadium.
And there are no fudgesicles left. Pizza, pizza.
Looks like it doesn't. Well, looks like the Dodgers left Brooklyn and it's payback time.
Hey, it's helmet day.
It's a German air show.
The monster has disappeared towards the northeast. Its whereabouts are not known. Citizens sleep. Are warned to stay indoors and keep their
sleep.
Lights
on.
So that they may be crushed more readily.
Damn, where is it now?
We can't go back without a picture.
Keep going till we see it.
We're probably wasting our time. I bet it's miles away by now.
Hey, who's rocking the car?
There it is. Hurry up. Quick.
Oh, they're in Brooklyn.
Hurry up. Quick. Get a picture.
picture. Hurry, quick.
Hey, you took my soul.
Hurry, now. Hey, hey.
Hey, did you guys borrow this car from Alan Funt?
Well, at least they got a two-door now.
Hurry, hurry, come on. Let's get out of here.
He's got half a payment left on his lease.
Quick.
Thank you. I'd like a dozen wallet size of that, please. I'll smile.
Ultra bright smile.
Hey, camera.
Starting at second base.
They're gonna settle it like real men on the gridiron.
Yeah. Patty cake, baker's turtle.
Toto, Toto turtle.
Olé!
Oh, sorry. Giant turtle coming through. Sorry about that.
Hey, you guys, let's do that chair we worked on.
Okay, Gauss,
don't be blue.
Frankenstein was ugly, too.
Keep going again.
Oh, spirit.
Tough guys.
Hey, how does Gamera steer?
I don't know.
Got me. Ooh, tragedy struck at the midway tilt-a-whirl today.
And that's nice. Cold beer, peanuts, Gauss programs here, frosty malts.
How does he do that?
I don't know. He's hovering.
Yes. Look at that. You know, I bet the hole in the ozone is this bird's fault. Okay.
Joel, how does Gamera fly?
I don't know.
Why is there air?
Why is the sky blue?
What's Vietnam?
Stop. Cheap Trick, get Budokan.
Neat. Uh-oh. Oh, he's blown a gasket, and that means back to the pits for Gamera.
Hey, somebody doesn't have a buddy. Hey, you in the middle, get a buddy.
Uh-oh.
I think.
Look, guys, supercar.
Supercar.
Shovelhead. No, Gamera.
Help, Mr. Wizard.
Pull up.
Uh-oh. He hit the Popeye convention.
Oh, embarrassed.
Hey, I got contacts. Be careful. Come on. Calgon, take me away.
You guys, I swear I dreamt this last night.
Oh man, we're ramen now. Game over, man.
Oh great, now you've made the sun god mad. Good one.
I'm the sun god. I'm mad.
Let go. I don't want to get my hair wet.
Hey, check it out. Couple of monsters going at it. Neat.
There's something you don't see every day, Chauncey.
What's that?
Couple of monsters going at it.
Oh.
Mommy won't let go. Hey.
Hey, knock it off down there. I mean it. Got a real toe hold on him, doesn't he?
Do not feed chicken bones to your turtle.
Mm-mm. Oh, I hope that's not Mr. Bubble, or Gamera's gonna get a kidney infection.
I'm telling you, he was 3,300 pounds if he was an ounce.
One that got away.
It's too hot! The water's boiling!
Oh. Well, that's it. Let's go, you
let's
guys.
Let's see, that's it. Hey! Oh,
gee,
darn.
What a night that was last night.
Mm.
Yeah. it hadn't been for old Gamera helping out, you're right.
Yeah, I lost 50 bucks on that.
Hey, what's that there?
Huh? Hey, find a penny, pick it up. All day long, we'll have good luck. Let's go.
Hey, let's go down to it and look. What do you say?
Yes.
It's got a foot!
I'll get the sauce. Should I get the sauce? Yeah, I'll get the sauce.
Later that same year...
We saw it lying in the water here. Yeah, down here.
Come on, Quincy, you gotta help us. Yeah, it's over here.
Keep calm. This hey, was no boating accident.
It's a lot smaller now.
Yeah, it was a lot bigger before, see?
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
That's right. Huh? How can it shrink in size in half an hour?
No, I swear it was a lot bigger when we first saw it. Uh-huh.
You're mad.
No, it's quite true what he said.
You see, it's cold water. Haven't you men... Oh, never mind.
I tell you, when I first came across it down by the beach, it was almost twice that size.
And that's when I started talking like Georgie Jessel.
It might be worthwhile checking it out anyway. We might learn something from it. And God knows we need any information we can get.
Yes, of course, sir.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's probably his earwax.
Oh, post-nasal drip.
Gotta air it out.
Come on in. Welcome to my home. It was featured last month in Better Homes and Gargoyles.
Big old hangnail there, huh?
Ow.
I'm going to a different vet next time.
Ooh, cool. Hey, I told my mom I was going to grow another foot, and she knit me 3 socks.
The Bechdel type.
Type 4.
It's true. You're as impotent as a dish rag, Phil.
Ooh.
Who's making beer? I smell yeast.
To test an odd theory that just occurred to me.
I'm a guy.
It's worth a try. Try out the ultraviolet test.
Yes.
Ultraviolet? She's here?
Ultraviolet test? What's the point?
No point, just something to do.
It may be the deciding factor in attacking the beast. It does seem unlikely, but we've got to the stage where we're willing to clutch at straws.
Hey, they char-broiled his foot. Get the Casey masterpiece.
And here comes the Ponderosa heat lamp. It keeps the JoJo potatoes warm.
All right. We're ready to begin the test.
All right. Number 2 pencils and books open.
Hope this doesn't affect the taste.
Oh, no, no, no. It's cooking unevenly. They need a micro go-round.
Ballpark feet, they shrink when you cook them.
They smell like it, too.
Look.
At what? Oh.
Turn it off.
Gosh, that looks good. Who wants heal?
I was right. Pure ultraviolet rays can eat away the tissue.
I see. Well, in that case, then... If the monster stays out in the sun, it must die, huh?
That's right.
Ooh, he's hard on shoes. Can't keep this kid in tennis shoes, I'm telling you.
Oh, and he's never gonna play piano again. Look at that.
Oh! I don't believe I did that. Boy, does that hurt.
Whew. That foot's never gonna heal.
What's he
actually
doing?
He's singing I Feel Pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as the morning sun came up...
Let's go fishing.
It sort of changed in its color. All its head went bright red.
Oh, I see. A sort of danger signal.
Well, it does seem that the experiment has proved one thing conclusively. That is the only way of killing the beast is to keep it out in the sunlight.
Oh, prematurely age it to death.
But that won't be easy. Out of sheer self-preservation, the monster won't come out during the daytime.
Wouldn't it be possible to build an extra large ultraviolet ray projector and attack it with that?
Man, that guy thinks on his feet, you know that?
We could never build one that would be large enough to be effective, and even if we could build one, it would be far too large to be mobile. The only answer I can see is to lure it out into the daylight.
Then beat the daylights out of him. But I kid the daylights.
Keep it on the run until after the sun came up. So that's the way we ought to be moving now. There has to be a way. Let's think about it.
Where's
Itchy? Come up with some plan. What do you say, Chief?
I didn't expect to be called on. I don't have anything.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chief.
I can come in here. I rule this place.
You saw Gamera fight with Gauss. Is that right?
Boing.
How did he beat him? Tell me, eh?
You're interrupting an important meeting, don't you see?
You're fired.
I'm sorry we burst in here.
Can you fire his sister?
This is Aichi here. He's the one who rode on Gamera's back. Gamera's a good friend of his, huh? He's a real expert on monsters now.
You're joking.
Yes, I am.
Tell me, didn't you get giddy up on Gamera's back?
Oh, no. Gamera always flies straight ahead without turning at all.
That's it. I could kiss you again. I mean, I'm kidding. Let the record show I was kidding.
That would be the answer. If we could only keep Gauss still in one place, and then find some way of making him dizzy.
Dizzy?
Champagne!
All animals' sense of balance is governed mainly by the eardrums. The inner ear controls equilibrium. We lose our balance when we spin around rapidly.
I'll demonstrate.
If we could think of some way of luring Gauss onto a platform.
A platform?
Arrange for the platform to revolve rapidly. The monster would be completely unable to move. Then keep him there until daylight.
All right, but where could we get a platform of that size?
There isn't enough time to build one of the size that we'd need.
I've got one in my room.
There's one upstairs here. On the roof.
You know he's right.
All
again.
Right. Operation Whirlybird commences now.
Holiday Inn, towering a full four stories over the city.
The members of the Force 10 from Navarone snap into action.
Headquarters, substation here. Power availability has been increased by 300%. The additional power can be made available now. Good.
Got it.
Adam and Eve in a raft. Wreck 'em.
Available now.
Right.
And we need more gloves.
Love their gloves.
They say it's a coffee percolator. We're going to give them really caffeined out and give them a bean buzz. That's it.
Hey, it's a swinging 60s apartment.
Think this will be strong enough?
Well, Gauss is over 200 feet long. Must weigh 25 tons.
Boy, I wouldn't want him on the top bunk.
Good work. Inform the substation then.
Right.
Then take the rest of the day off.
The beast to stand up on that thing, huh?
That's a secret you'll discover later.
Old man.
Well, Control, it's been reinforced. All the wiring's been completed now.
Got it.
Get it. Good.
Captain, is all the wiring being completed yet?
Yes, sir.
It's the president. Cool watch.
I guess I'll just have the deli stacker on the nine grain.
Pretty much.
Either my ears are burning or someone's ordering lunch.
What are they bringing down the go-go cage to dance in here?
Watch it. All right. Check those wires. Get ready now.
Get Bucky Fuller on the line. We don't know how to finish it.
Hey, check on the mic. Check one, check two. Could I get some more monitor here?
Two.
Yeah.
Breaking on the one.
Good. Put it in now.
Hey, boss.
Skinny and Fatty from the Children's Film Festival.
I suppose you could call it a fountain.
Pete Fountain?
Gauss is known to like human blood.
Hey, but who doesn't?
Spray out a substance which resembles human blood, both in smell and in taste.
Who tested it?
Hoping it's going to lure him to the pedestal. The scientists are working on how to make a suitable liquid in the laboratories, but they're finding it difficult to get just the right formula.
So why don't you two head over there?
You think it'll work out all right?
It simply got to work out all right. Now back to work.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sending over a couple of blood donors.
The shelters are up.
The shelters are ready now.
One cookie and a cheese dingleberry and a bounce around. Come on, pick it up, pick it up.
That's good.
Hey, boss. Visitor.
Right.
It's an army of meter men.
Morning.
Had your coffee?
Do you have a minute to spare?
Yes, what is it?
You see, we want to withdraw our previous objection to the road.
And submit a new
one. Do you now?
We want to sell the land now at the price you offered. What do you say?
But all the work on the road has already been stopped now. We may change the course. You'll have to wait. I'll tell my boss and he'll get in touch with you.
Now I've got this monster thing to deal with.
All right, let's go.
Grumbling robot. Disgruntled farmer robot.
And what the devil do you think you're doing up here?
Hey, you're supposed to be home milking the cows, old man.
Huh? If you're weakening now, you'll lose it all. How many times do I have to tell you?
just do exactly what we agreed, huh?
Listen, though. Huh? Are you quite sure that we're doing the right thing?
They say they may even change the course of the road. Nonsense. Rumors. You believe anything.
Innuendo.
Just you leave it to me, will you?
Hey, can you get the subplot off the road, please? Come on. Trying to kill a monster here.
Convoy starring Ellen McGraw.
All preparations completed.
All right.
Okay, you can sit down then.
Sit down.
I feel so silly.
Sit down.
All this work to redesign.
I still smell beer. I don't understand it.
Dr. Aoki!
Time for
Dr.
karaoke.
Look at this now.
Yes. You've
it's
done
a
it.
Baby boy.
All the qualities of human blood. I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
It's a great light beverage.
53 bottles of blood on the wall. 53 bottles of blood. Take one down, right pig on the wall. 53 bottles.
The wind's blowing in from the west now, just about the right velocity.
I didn't know Tennessee Tuxedo was in this movie.
Good, Commander. The wind's right, and the weather sounds perfect. Everything's ideal.
Let's do it. Let's fall in love.
Set the trap tonight.
I agree. Contact all operational points.
What?
Boy, up. Come on, boy. Come on. Up. That's through the hoop. Come on, boy. Up. His name used to be Lightning. It's. Come on, you miserable son of a. Come on. Well, that's what it looks like after he jumps through the hoop. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Ed.
Hey,
help me, Ed.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's keep it going for Tom Servo and Gromit the Wonder Dog. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to have them back really, really soon. A fine, fine performance by those two youngsters. And now, before we bring out our next guest, I'd like to say hello to a very, very special lady here in the audience tonight. Where is she? Oh, there she is.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you. Gypsy's in town this week, taking over for Pat Carroll in Gertrude Stein, Gertrude Stein, Gertrude Stein. But now, right here in our satellite, a bright young juggler and magician, let's have a big round of applause for Gaius the Great.
Hey, hey.
Get with the plates.
Hey.
Number two, get the next one.
Son of a wren.
Watch the first one now. The first. Oh, good. Get it. Come on. The second. Hey, hey,
hey.
Ow. Doggone it. You're losing them. Juggle or something. Come on. Come on. Oh, please, come on. Third one. Get back to the first one. It's almost a. Oh, go. And now for Thank the youngsters. You. Thank you. We have to cut away now for the youngsters' commercial sign. You guys are worse than Alan and Rossi.
Thank you.
I thought you told me you could spin plates
well,
for crying.
I thought I could.
You guys should be on the Gong Show.
Ooh.
It's a blood atomizer.
Hey.
And I was worried about Freon wrecking the environment.
Ooh.
Ah.
Hey, he loves running through the sprinkler.
Must not be his type. Mm-mm.
This is a great view up here.
Ooh. He's mad because it's last call. Whoa!
Look out! Get down!
Get down with it with Fancy Ray McClooney!
Uh-oh.
Put the pressure on higher!
The blood pressure?
Okay, let's face it. He likes blood, but not the way you make it.
All right, it's a last resort, but send up the peel and eat humans.
Well, it's pretty, you gotta admit that, don't you?
Oh, that did it. He's gonna have a facial now.
I shouldn't really, but here goes.
I said a Bud Night light, not a blood light.
Looks more like Tahitian treat.
Set it to 33 RPMs.
Whoa, either I'm spinning or this is some really good blood here.
Pass it out.
That's not.
Do you want to go faster?
Get the speed higher!
That Howard Johnson was designed for speed.
I'm sure they're safe for at least 3 hours.
This is so goofy.
Top speed now!
Operation Goofy now in effect.
It's good, but it's not as good as Blood Classic.
When is sunrise now? 3 minutes.
Is he supposed to think he's taking dance class?
Ooh.
Something wrong. Nothing serious.
We're just gonna die, that's all.
No, well.
Now the power's going!
Nothing like Bloody Mary in the morning.
How long to sunrise? Just 1 minute.
Tequila sunrise?
Look, the sun's coming up now.
Riding with Lady Luck. Oh, good. Let's put him on a big mechanical bull now. That'll really screw him up.
You know, he gets violent when he drinks too much.
Yeah, that that's blood's true. Going right to his head.
Yep.
It must be weak.
Oh, no, look, he's embarrassed.
Now, if you had a head shaped like a Dixie cup, you'd be embarrassed, too.
You got me there.
What's happening? Power's gone! I don't think the substation's gonna hold out. We only need 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
There isn't any power coming through at all now.
You didn't pay the bill.
What's up? It's gone. It's gone. The substation's burning now.
We'll have to go to Schlotsky's.
Finish it!
I never liked you! Come here.
Poor slob. Somebody better call him a sober cab. Look at him.
Now that's us getting crushed, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah.
We're dead, aren't we?
That would be us.
Make a fountain of blood. I do believe in this.
There he goes again.
Wow.
Oof. Jeez, or something.
He must really pit out shirts, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Huh. Kind of handy.
Oh, he's going to get pulled over for sure.
Yeah. Honey, could you hand me that Birds of Japan book?
A flash bulletin. The latest of man's efforts to destroy the monster Gauss have failed miserably. There seems to be no way to destroy this monstrous and dangerous beast. The efforts of scientists have failed and people's hopes are fading.
My hope is fading.
If only Gamera would come back.
That's it. I could kiss you for the third time. Maybe not.
Oh, so what is this? How green is my valley all of a sudden?
Oh, 8 boxes of Little Debbie's. He's too big to get up now.
Has he grown?
What is it?
Headman, they're not going to buy the land.
Headman, and if we hadn't listened to your stupid advice, we could have all had money in the bank by now.
Just what are you going to do about it?
Wait a minute. I have no idea what you're talking about. I really haven't.
Don't lie to us. You knew. Tokyo went along to the road corporation headquarters. They're changing the course of the road.
I just don't believe a word of it. It's nonsense, that's what.
Nonsense.
But they're just saying that to frighten you.
We've listened long enough to you.
It was your advice that got us into this. It's your fault.
Yeah, it's all your fault. You better think of a way
to get... you blame me for the topsoil, too.
Be unreasonable about this.
You better help us. You got the money for us, or we won't be unreasonable.
My horses, my cows, my men.
Everything I love.
I've got nothing left. So what now?
Go away.
Stop.
You're just a rotten bunch of silly, stupid, greedy fools.
Quick, get a pencil under his tongue.
Oh,
Come on now. It's all right now.
Come inside, honey. Let's get you some pancake batter.
He's very high strung. Yep.
I know what you're all feeling. I'm very sorry. But don't blame my grandfather. He only did what he thought was the best thing. He had your best interest at heart. So please, try to forgive him.
Okay.
He wouldn't have had this happen for the world. And you know that.
But what about the land?
Enough. Come on, let's go.
Ixnay on the end.
Let's go. Samiko.
Shame. Shame.
He threw these models. They were in the last scene.
Oh, there goes his hip socket. Uh-oh. Ouch.
And then we approach from the rear, using the same strategy we did at Normandy.
How do I tell him he's not mine?
Oh, Gamera.
Gamera wouldn't have any trouble getting rid of Gauss. He'd just breathe fire on him and burn him right up. Mm-hmm. And afterwards he could come here and burn up all those men who were mean to Grandad.
You're getting into a weird area here, Itchy.
But still, there's no way of getting in touch with Gamera.
You only have to start a fire.
Start a fire?
Gauss just can't stand fires, but Gamera likes them more than anything. He'd soon come. You see, Gauss would soon get weak. Gamera wouldn't have very much trouble beating him then.
Sound. Good logic.
But whereabouts could we start the fire, huh?
Oh, that wouldn't be any trouble. We'd just set fire to the mountain.
I like it. This kid's not half bad.
This is a great drawing. This kid draws really well.
Yes, that's right. But still, remember the last time. He could probably beat out those flames with those big wings.
All right, so what if he did manage to blow out the first few fires then? We just keep lighting new ones.
Always looking on the bright side, old man.
The value of the trees you burned down would be enormous. It would cost you millions of yen.
Yes, I know all that.
I don't have any
yen. But sometimes I think that the gods send Gauss to punish all the farmers for being quite so greedy. So this is our punishment, and we get rid of Gauss at the same time. Perhaps the gods will agree to forgive us then. Anyway, if you think it may work, please go ahead and set fire to the whole of the mountain.
Thank you, sir. I'm grateful.
No. It was my grandson who thought of the idea. He believes that once we get a big hellfire started, Gamera will arrive on the scene and finish off Gauss.
Now I'm ready for that piece of cake.
Just be right. All right, then. And this may well be the last chance we're going to have. So whatever it may cost, this idea has got to work. Commander.
Evergreen?
My men can help you with this. They know that countryside.
The logging industry, over 3 billion down. We work for you while we work against you. Feeding you big time double talk, stealing your dreams and selling them back to you. Why, this tree here could hold a shamrock shake or one of those bendy cardboard things in the bottom of a Hostess cupcake.
Come on, bring it on. What else you got?
He's just blowing out the flames. Amazing. Right. Continue the attack. Right.
Ooh, good thing he has his cup on. Oof.
I think I hear the pitter-patter of Gamera.
Ah, Gamera!
I'll have my candy now.
Told you he'd come, didn't I?
Yeah, great. Well, why don't you go out and say hi? Sounds like Quo Vadis, not Gamera.
You know, I'm intrigued by this plucky Gamera.
Ah, Ah, so he finally learned how to duck.
I guess he remembered he had a shell.
Yeah. Ah. That teases him off.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Itchy. I forgot.
No fair.
Boy, you know, I bet they can never get those pit stains out of his shirts. Uh-oh, blindsided.
Oh, cross-check. He'll be in the box for two.
He's down.
Hey.
Oh, hey, wait, this is new. Oh, the flying head scissors. Then a figure four!
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, not again.
You know, if you bite my leg off, it'll just grow back, so don't even bother.
Ah, shut up!
Hmm, you know, you'd be good with curry. I think I'd a little tough.
You got a little something there.
Just get there.
Maybe a turtle, but I'm fast.
Dance, do the monster mash.
Can't touch me.
Uh-oh, you blew a hose.
Oh, bummer. What?
Did we miss something?
Oh.
Here's that Mrs. Smith's pie you ordered.
Ooh, boy, he can impact. Oh, and again.
Not fair.
Hey, isn't this how Aeschylus died?
Huh?
Yeah, a pelican dropped a turtle on his head. And it's true, look it up. And again.
Here's a little Gamera for you.
Oh, he's lined up well. Oh, he hit the slot. He's in the groove. Oh, perfect game. He bowled a strike.
Ow. Owie.
Oh.
Ugh.
Hey, he's supposed to be the hero, and he's getting the snot kicked out of him.
Yeah, literally.
Literally.
If I could only reach the rock. Ah.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
That little crook of this rock on the head there.
Much better. Whoops. Now what?
I don't know, but I've lost the plot.
Me too.
Something must have happened.
I don't know. Oh, oh, you're a fat old hog, ain't you?
Wee! Wee!
Sorry. Uh-oh. Oh, yuck. Oh, he's spurting dishwashing liquid.
It's Pepto-Bismol.
He's got a creamy feeling.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Oh, I can't watch this. I've grown to know that character so well.
Yeah.
It's just like when Gary died.
Gary?
Hey, no coaching from the sidelines, shrimp.
Nice day for it.
Mm-hmm. Red sky and morning. Monsters take warning.
He looks like Gorbachev.
Yeah, and he's fighting Yeltsin.
Says turning red.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you.
Well, look, now he's a Raku kill.
Cool.
What, suddenly Gamera has a luggage rack?
I guess so.
Oh, he's gonna return for deposit and recycle.
Oh, that's really sweet.
It's a Flying Dutchman.
Hmm.
Into the volcano, please. Oh, Itchy, no!
And that's the end of Gauss.
Good night, may God bless.
Yes, that's the end of him, all right. Now it's over, you can start for the road again, can't you?
Yes, we'll start work tomorrow.
Yes,
man. He never quits.
It's you. They're going to start working on the road tomorrow.
But on a new course.
Oh, no, that was a rumor, like I told you.
Whoa. Oh, are we gullible? Stupid round your back, stupid.
That's good news, boss.
Thank you very much for everything.
Well, H is the one to thank.
Donuts, peanuts, combo corn, wallet, keyboards, $1,000 worth of CDs, crackling pork brand.
Hey.
Come back again soon and see us, Gamera. Don't forget now.
Brush.
Neat, so can we...
Here are scenes from next week's Gamera.
What's this? Well, kids, if you enjoyed today's movie, you're sure to like this shameless padding.
Nah, it's just like a Burt Reynolds film. These are the outtakes.
Oh.
Now we can spin them.
Okay.
Hey. Oh, this is where Dom DeLuise blows the line. It kills me every time.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, that was a blast,
that's
man.
That's really a, just it's like, a ton of fun.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
This is even better the second time around. It's like lasagna.
Now, a lot of people wrote in and said they'd like to see monsters fight. Well, here you go.
Yep, all you want.
More than you want.
Yep, saw that, too. You know, I'm beginning to think this is kind of cheap.
Nah.
No.
Oh, I remember this. This is a very recent movie.
Wait a minute.
Now that.
What's going on?
That's Baragon.
It's a Gamera family album.
Yeah. And here's Agnes Moorehead. Looking fine, Aggie. Wait, they reversed the film.
Remember what we said about that?
Yeah, new combination.
Yeah, that was funny, wasn't it?
Well, there's a tick on Gamera. Oh, it's itchy.
And didn't all our eyes get moist at this poignant moment?
Remember where we were when we saw that?
Here.
Sorry.
Finally.
Back now to get Gamera's funniest moments and see him on Alan King Inside the Mastermind.
Oh, boy, oh, man, Joel. That was about the lamest attempt to get rid of a monster I have ever seen.
Yeah, come on. A fountain of blood and a turntable? Sheesh.
Well, you know what? You guys should snap on your right side of your brains, come up with some ideas for how to off Gauss. That'd be pretty fun.
Oh, I got a good one. You could wait till he goes to the bank and then write, I have a gun, give me all your money on his deposit slip.
Yeah, or, I know, okay, you ask him to come over maybe for, I don't know, tea or something. Then you go into the refrigerator and get out an icicle and you off him, you stab him, and then the evidence melts.
Cool. Oh, I got a great one.
I know. You could, chop his head off.
Well, where were we? Oh, here we go. You could give him a cup of gasoline, tell him it's cider, of course. Then you make him eat a wintergreen lifesaver, because everybody knows when you bite them, they spark. Then the spark will set off the gasoline and it'll blow up. Boom!
Excellent. Okay, I got an idea. You invite Giles to vacation with you in the Bahamas, and after a leisurely lunch, you invite him to come out deep sea fishing, and it's your treat because that scuba gear is expensive.
Scuba diving,
and then you cut his hole.
Pretend his head is a railroad spike and drive it into the ground. Bam! With a big hammer.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, okay. You could get him a job in a liquor store in a bad part of town.
Hey, you got a better idea?
You could,
if you think so, send it to Ways to Snuff Gaos, care of MST 3000 Information Club, P.O. Box 5325, Hopkins, Minnesota, 55343. Oh, and then you could beat him to death with a pork chop and feed it to the police.
And that's pretty good.
That's not half bad.
And she's giving it back to you. What do you think, sir?
Well, I think you could take a pair of needle-nose pliers and jam them up into his nose and twist his septum until... until next time, Jolera. Push the button, Frank.
I hope Joel picks mine. I've developed a plan using mucilage as sweet honey. And I've also come up with a thing for 86ing you, Doctor.
Oh, well, Frank, that shows great initiative, 86. Would you just push the button?